Politico touts Gavin Newsom as 2028 frontrunner, but the data tells a different story. By Jasmine Jordan on November 19, 2025. California Governor Gavin Newsom is receiving heightened attention as a leading potential Democrat contender for the 2028 presidential race. But emerging party data suggests a disconnect between media enthusiasm and measurable impact on the ground. A Politico column by senior political writer Jonathan Martin portrayed California Governor Gavin Newsom as the Democrat Party's early frontrunner for 2028. Pointing to his clashes with President Trump, his use of social media to shape political narratives, and his decision to redraw California's congressional map as factors boosting his national profile. Martin's analysis highlighted Newsom's appeal across both traditional and modern Democrat coalitions. He drew comparisons to Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, candidates who rose as younger outsiders capable of running against Washington's status quo while still reassuring party insiders. Newsom's long-standing ties to national Democrat figures, including Bill Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, were cited as part of his political foundation, along with his early exposure to high-level networks, such as his participation in the inaugural Clinton Global Initiative. Martin also emphasized Newsom's refusal to be boxed into ideological categories, quoting the governor's description of himself as a hard-headed pragmatist who doesn't want to be labeled, and highlighting his stated goal of building a party that ranges from Manchin to Mamdani. Yet while the profile emphasizes Newsom's rising stature, internal party research reveals a gap between perception and performance as a national messenger. His political footing grew shakier this week after internal Democrat Party data revealed that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, not the governor himself, or even former President Barack Obama, delivered the most effective message in support of Proposition 50, a key campaign Newsom was supposed to lead. New research from Future Forward, the Democrat Party's top super PAC, shows that Ocasio-Cortez's ad promoting the newly enacted legislative map overhaul was the most effective pro-Prop 50 message tested. The group evaluated 16 different ads, and her direct-to-camera appeal, including a version recorded in Spanish, outperformed all others, increasing support for the measure by more than 5 percentage points. The ad aired primarily on digital platforms and resonated by linking redistricting to everyday issues like healthcare, wages, and personal freedoms. Approved by California voters on November 4, Proposition 50 allows the Democrat-controlled legislature to redraw congressional districts mid-decade, overriding the Independent Redistricting Commission established by voters in 2008. The new maps are projected to net Democrats up to 5 additional U.S. House seats. The California Republican Party has announced a federal lawsuit against Proposition 50, alleging that the ballot measure violates the 14th and 15th Amendments by unconstitutionally gerrymandering congressional districts. At a press conference, State Assemblyman David Tangipa, R., declared himself the lead plaintiff, joined by California GOP Chairwoman Karen Rankin and attorney Mike Colombo with the Dillon Law Group. 18 California voters are also co-plaintiffs in the suit. Colombo argued that the new map favors one racial group over others, thereby violating the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause and the 15th Amendment's Protections Against Racial Disenfranchisement. The lawsuit follows previous unsuccessful legal efforts by Republicans to block Democrat redistricting plans in the state. Newsom's office has predicted the lawsuit will fail. Ocasio-Cortez's success in California is already fueling speculation about her future ambitions. According to Axios, her team is positioning her for a potential 2028 presidential or Senate run. Though she ranked behind Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom in a recent Noble Predictive Insights poll, Ocasio-Cortez placed third among Democrat voters with 8% support, ahead of other potential candidates, including Pete Buttigieg. An Emerson College poll conducted earlier this year also showed Ocasio-Cortez trailing Vice President J.D. Vance by just 3 points in a national matchup, with Gavin Newsom likewise behind Vance by a similar margin, suggesting both remain competitive figures in early testing.